We're looking this morning at the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans, chapter 8. And I hope you'll look at this with me this morning. We're going to look at an often quoted verse of Scripture, at least partially quoted. And yet, it's really believed and understood by very few. I hope you truly believe this verse. For if you do, perhaps you are one of the called of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8, 28 reads this way. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. He says, and we know. Who is the we here? Who's he speaking of? And we know. Everyone doesn't know this. Everyone doesn't believe this. But he says, we know. Well, you have to go back to chapter 1 to find out. He says in verse 7, he's addressing those to whom he is writing. And in chapter 1, verse 7, he writes, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Beloved of God, called to be saints. So it's the beloved or foreloved of God who are called by His grace, by His gospel, to be saints. God's chosen. God's called. That's who knows this, verse 28 of Romans 8. And we know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things, all things. Now, to know the true God, to know the truth of God, is to know that God Almighty purposed and ordered all things before the foundation of the world. That's what this says. All things work together. All things according to His all-wise purpose. All things. All things. And let me just quote a few verses of Scripture to you. You can jot these down and look at them for yourself. Acts 15, verse 18 says, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. Known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. God worketh all things. There's nothing outside of the absolute direction and purpose of God Almighty. Nothing. In Daniel 4, verse 35 says this, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He, that is God, doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? All things. God worketh all things according to His purpose, which He purposed before the world began. Now, this is not fatalism. This is what this Bible says. Isaiah 45, verse 7. Well, let's read verses 5 through 7. I am the Lord. There is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, that is, clothed thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. That's Isaiah 45:7. Listen to Proverbs 16, verse 4, it says, God hath created all things for Himself. Yea, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. That's Proverbs 16, verse 4. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I urge you to look at these verses for yourself. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39, God says, "See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. All things. We know that all things work together according to God's purpose, the Scripture said. Now that's what all of God's people, whom He has revealed Himself to, that's what they all know. Everyone doesn't know that, but God's people all know that. Listen to Isaiah 43, verse 10. He says this of His people, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it or prevent it?" That's the God of the Bible, who worketh all things according to His sovereign, eternal purpose and will, which He purposed before the world began. Known unto God are all His works from the beginning, Acts 15:18. And we know that all things work together. He said, "I kill, I make alive. I wound, I heal." Though there be means, though there be things which seem to cause this and that and the other, yet God is the first cause of all things. Everyone who dies, God killed them. That's exactly right. I kill and I make alive. Whoever gets sick, God Almighty purposed it to happen that way. I hear preachers all the time tell people God didn't want that to happen. Well, then if He didn't want something to happen and it happened, He's not God at all. You might as well forget about a God like that who didn't want something to happen, yet it happens anyway. Who needs a God like that? Well, that's no God at all. Men make Satan to be more God than God is. They make men to be more God than God is. Satan seems to be doing exactly what he pleases, but yet God can't, according to preachers. I say be done with that God. He's no God at all. But now the God of the Bible, the God of Scripture, the living and true God, worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, the Scripture said. All right. He said, we know, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God. All things work together. Everything is intricately woven and connected like threads in a tapestry, all purposed by God Almighty. We, the human beings, we cannot see the whole picture, as it were. We look at individual circumstances and events and happenings, and we think, how are these things working together for good? How do these things fulfill any purpose? Well, they do. All things work together. And it says, for good to them that love God. For good. Now, who loves God? It says, works together for good to them that love God. Who loves God? Well, what did you think about what I just read from God's Word, what He said about Himself? That is, working all things, doing all things, the God, the absolute sovereign God of Scripture. What did you think about that God? Do you love that God? Most folks don't. Most folks despise a God like that. They absolutely hate the mention of a sovereign God such as that. But that's the God of the Bible. Who loves God? It's those who love Him as God. And they love God because He first loved them, for loved them. What do you think about that? Most reject that. Most hate it. But some love God as God. Those whom He foreloved love God as God. And so it says all things work together for good to them. For good. What good? Well, their eternal spiritual good. How can calamities and disasters and catastrophes and traumas and sicknesses and death be for good? Well, it's not necessarily for the good of all people. All things may work together for the damnation of some, the condemnation of some. But it says for the good of them that love God, the eternal spiritual good, the ultimate salvation of His people, everything. God has ordered all things according to His all-wise purpose. Works out for their spiritual good. Like Joseph in the Old Testament scriptures. Joseph, who was wickedly maltreated and mistreated and sold into slavery and put in prison in Egypt. But all of that, in the end, Genesis 50, Joseph said to his brethren, "You meant it for evil, but God meant this for good, to save much people alive." And that's the story of Christ crucified. Men with wicked hands took and crucified the Lord of glory, but they did what God determined or purposed before to be done. What God determined to be done, the most evil of all acts of men, the most wicked act man has ever performed, was the crucifixion of God's Son. Yet God purposed that. It's, Scripture says it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. God purposed the death of His own Son, though wicked men were the means of it. Yet God determined it for the ultimate salvation of His people. Not an offer of salvation to everyone, no, but the salvation of His people. Well, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. The called. Who are the called? God called them. Christ called them. The Holy Spirit calls them. Calls them by our gospel, Paul said. He said in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, "We're bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you unto salvation through sanctification," that is, being set apart of the Spirit, "and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel." Read verses 29 and 30 with me. It says, "For whom He did foreknow," whom God did foreknow, that means love before the world began, before they were born. God set His love, His affection on His people, "whom He did foreknow." That doesn't mean be acquainted with. That means love. "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate," that is, predetermine. Everyone knows what the word means. It means exactly what it said. They were predetermined to be conformed to the image of His Son. God loved His Son so much, He determined to have a whole race of people just like Him. And that's what they're going to be, just like His Son. "That He might be the firstborn among many brethren, for, moreover, whom God did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." Everyone whom God Almighty determined and purposed to save before the world began, all those whom He foreknew, foreloved, He did predetermine or predestinate to be His children, to be like Christ. And in time He calls them by the gospel. He doesn't invite them. He doesn't ask them. He calls them sovereignly, effectually, powerfully, and tells them who he is and what he has done, and them he justified. He gives them that saving faith in his Son, which justifies them before God, pronounces them innocent, holy, unblameable, unprovable, whom he justified by faith in Christ, his person and work, and them he also glorified. They're glorified by believing, and someday they'll be glorified with Christ someday in heaven itself. Well, we know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Do you believe that? I hope you do. Till next Sunday, good day.